All right, if you would, if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Leviticus, the 10th chapter, please. I want to read the first two verses. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. You know, it's a dangerous thing when we know what the Scripture says and what the Lord wants and what the Lord requires, and we go ahead and do it our own way and do our own thing. Very dangerous. Because it's what we want, or because it's what, you know, it's not... because of what we want to do. It's for how we want to do it. You know, and we can get in a very dangerous situation like that. Let's read the scripture. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire thereon and put incense thereon and offered up strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Say with me, strange fire, please. Strange fire. Everybody say it. Let's do it again. Strange fire. That's what I'm going to preach upon this morning. I want to preach to you this morning about strange fire and what it means. And when we fail to abstain from, you know, when we fail to abstain from doing what God wants us to do, you know, we're walking on dangerous territory, and I don't need to, and I hope this morning that I am preaching to the choir, as I say. But I want you to understand something this morning. God impressed upon me about this morning. When we just go through the motions, whenever we're just offering up strange fire to God, I want to tell you something. It will not come to pass. It will not be honored if we offer up strange fire to God. I'm going to tell you this morning. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I want to thank you, Father, for all that you've done. I want to thank you, Father, for the blessings that you bestow upon each and every one of us. I want to thank you for that this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would get me out of the way this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that I would preach the word just exactly the way that you would want it to be preached this morning, Lord. I want to give you the praise. I want to give you the honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. You see, Nadab and Abihu failed to listen to the word of God. That's what they did. They knew what they were supposed to do. They knew how that they were supposed to be done. They knew how it was supposed to be done and when it was supposed to be done. But you guess what? They weren't going to do it the way God wanted it to be done because they thought in their mind that they had a better way to do it. They thought that. They thought that they knew what was right. Isaiah 29:13 tells us this very, very, very plainly. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. I want to tell you something this morning. If you fear God this morning, you fear God because God is who He is. Not because of what man tries to say that God is or what man says that God can do. I pray and I hope this morning that you fear God because, you know, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a what? Of a righteous God. It is a fearful thing to do that. God knows their hearts, and I'm going to tell you something this morning. He knows your heart this morning. He knows what we truly believe. He knew what they believed in their heart. I can tell you right now, you may be sitting back there this morning, and you may have a belief system in your mind, and maybe it's not what lines up with the Word of God. I'm telling you here this morning, God knows just exactly the way you believe this morning. He knows our attitudes towards Him. The word strange, whenever it's said here, you know what it means? It means unauthorized. In other words, something that God has not put His stamp of approval on. That's what it means. So whenever I talk to you this morning about strange fire, and what I'm going to get into it here in just a little bit, I'm talking to you about something that God has not put His stamp of approval on us as Christians. You know what? There's a lot of that going on in the world today. There's a lot of it going on in the church world today. You know, strange practices. There's strange doctrines and there's strange thinking going on out there in the world today when it concerns God and the ways of God. Jesus declared that even right things can be done for the wrong motives. Do you understand that? Even right things can be done with the wrong motive. He talked about it over in Matthew 6, 1-8 in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus uses these examples in three important issues. One of them is a religious devotion, religious practices, our giving, and even our fasting and prayers and stuff like that. That's what he was trying to talk to them about. God wants us to give. He wants us to pray. He wants us to fast and all these different things. But he wants us to do it for the right reason. Will you agree with me on that? Those who would be disciples of Jesus Christ are to practice their religion from the heart, not from what we, the mindset that we try to make it out sometimes. In Matthew 6:1, Jesus said, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." Beware of doing the right things with the wrong motive. Beware of that. Because whenever you do that, you are offering up strange fire unto God. It's not blessed. And I don't know how to tell it any other way. That's not the right way to do it. Whenever we give, no matter what we do in this life, that we do it for the Lord and for His righteousness, if we do it from the heart, if we do it with His blessing upon it, it will be right. But if we do it just because we want to do it, it is not right. A strange fire. So though, you know, it goes on to say, even though your mind are doing things good, you know what, if we're offering up things like that, I'm telling you what, it may not be the right way to do it. Why do people think that why do people think may not be as obvious as we think of it? Well, what people are thinking. Let me explain something to you. I read this story a while back, and you might find this a little bit funny. Vandals down in Miami, Florida went down there, and they cut down 6 big palm trees down there, the royal palms. And what they were like 15 feet high. They cut them down. And so the city of Miami was wanting to replant these palm trees, but I guess they're very expensive to do. So what they done, they went out and they would see if anybody would volunteer, if anybody would offer to go ahead and replace these trees for free. And lo and behold, somebody stepped up and did it. And these 6 trees were around, a nice little billboard, and the billboard was of some certain airline. But anyway, it made a nice backdrop. Well, whenever they replaced them, the people that replaced them said, "Yes, we will do that." And they bought trees that were 35 feet high, 6 of them. And they paid to have them planted and everything. Guess who the donor was? It was Delta Airline. And what they did, they covered up the billboard that said, the Fly United or whatever it was, the other billboard said, they covered it up. So always, sometimes the motive may not be what we think it is. It may be, you may think it's good. Oh man, that was nice out of them to pay to plant those palm trees. But you see, the motive was wrong. The motive was wrong. That's why I'm telling you, don't be thinking it's because that someone's offering something good that it's of the right motive. Praise God this morning. Whenever God wants us to do something and it's of His will, and if it's done by His way, it will be right. It will be right. And I thought to myself, praise God, you know what? Whenever we serve God, whatever we want to do, we don't want to offer up strange fire to Him. We want to make sure that whenever we're in our giving process, that it's done and that God has blessed it and God really wants us to do it. Beware of doing the right thing in the wrong reason. Don't be offering up strange fires to God that way. The question that we must ask, do I want the approval of God or do I want the approval of man? And there in turn lies the question that we need to ask ourselves. Every time that we go down this path of wanting to do something good and doing something right, are we wanting to do it to praise and to please our God? Or are we doing it to please man? Because if we're doing it to please man, we are offering up strange fire to God. And it is not going to work. It will not be a blessing unto you. You know what? It's impossible to have it both ways. Can I tell you that right now? It's almost impossible to have it both ways, to please God and also to want to please man, because it'll not work out that way. It will not. We cannot use carnal or worldly issues, motivation, to claim what God wants for us to do. We cannot do that. That's offering up strange fire. And I want to tell you something else where I think we can offer up strange fire sometimes is in our praise and worship. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. John 4:23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Listen to me. If you are going to praise, if you're going to stand up and worship God and praise and worship Him and give a testimony, let me beg you, let me tell you to make sure it is coming from the heart and that the Spirit of God is dealing with you to do it. If it is not, if you're just standing up doing it on your own, you're offering up strange fire to God. It's not approved. It's not blessed of God. Am I right on that? God rejects worship that is not done in truth. He rejects it. God, truth without the Spirit is a man-made worship. Do we get that? Truth without the Spirit of God in it is man-made worship, and praise God, we need to worship God in spirit and truth. It's strange fire when we offer it up to Him in that way. It is fleshly hype whenever we do it that way. Whenever, you know, we stand up, try to produce, you know, so rather than talking and taking it off the altar, we're trying to produce it ourselves, trying to stir it up in ourselves whenever the Spirit of God is trying not, then the Spirit of God is not working. I'll tell you what, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. We can learn a lot from Nadab and Abihu, right? Wrong people for the job. let's get that. Let me go back up a little bit about that also. I've heard people stand up and testify about themselves. I've heard people stand up and testify about a lot of different things. And you know what? Hardly God was even mentioned in it. And I want to tell you something this morning. Whenever we stand up to give a testimony for the Lord, it is to praise and honor the one that saved our soul and has worked the work in our lives. That's Amen. What it's about. Amen? Amen. I don't want to stand up here and say what Dave Long's done, because what Dave Long's done could be put on the tip of this bobblehead right here. But I want to tell you something right now. What God has done in my life, I've got a lot to stand up and praise Him about. Amen? Amen. We can, you know, wrong people for the wrong job. It was not their job to handle the incense, number one. Those two should have never went in there. You know whose job it was? It was the high priest. It was Aaron, their father's job. That's whose job it was. Only, you know, but they took it upon themselves to do it. They took it upon themselves to do a job that they were not supposed to do. Forget about what God had laid out there. Forget about the provisions God makes. You know what? They knew better than God. How many people have you ever seen that knew better than God? I see a lot of them sometimes. They know better than God. You see, in their minds, they're smarter than what God has laid out here. Folks, it's no different today. I want to tell you something right now. If you're called to preach, preach. If you're not called to preach, stay out from behind the pulpit. Amen? If you're called to teach, teach. If you're not called to teach, stay out from behind the pulpit of teaching. Amen? If you're called to be a leadership role in the church, and God has pressed it upon you to be a leadership role in the church, grab it with all the gusto you can grab with it and go. But if you are not called to be leadership material in the church, do not be leadership material in the church. There's a lot of work to be done that God has laid out there for everybody. And praise God, you know what? We all need to learn our parts and pray that God will give us our parts, and we need to do them to the fullest of our ability. Those that teach and have not been called, it's going to be a mess. Listen to me, what Ephesians, and the Bible explains it. Don't listen to me. Let me read it to you what the Bible says about it in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's why He laid it out specifically like that. Because whenever it comes down to it, I know I'm preaching kind of hard this morning in a way, but, you know, praise God, I believe it's an important message for all of us to grab a hold of. It's an important message for all of us to grasp. I'm telling you, I have heard, and maybe you'll agree with me or not, but I've heard preachers that should have never been behind the pulpit preaching. Amen? I've heard people teach that should have never been behind their teaching. I've seen people that have been put into power in the churches that should have never been put into the powers in the churches. And guess what has happened? It has turned out to be a mess. And you know what? Who we have to blame? We have to blame ourselves, because it is laid out for us in God's Word how it should be done. And you know what? If it's not done that way, we're offering up strange fire unto God, and God will not honor that. He will not honor it. We need to make sure that we are where God wants us to be, and we need to make absolutely sure. If it's in a position of leadership in the church, that's where God wants. Am I have a hidden message for the church this morning? Do I have a hidden message for someone here this morning? No. That's not what it's about. My point that God showed me is there's a lot of churches out there today. They're in flux. They're in a mess out there today. And praise God, why? Because they're offering up strange fire to God, and God is not honoring it. No way, shape, or form would I do that to anybody here. I'm just saying that, you know what? We may wonder what's going on in the church world today. I don't wonder. I know what's going on in the church world today. I know what's going on. You just have to look around and see it. There's a lot of strange fires that's being offered up within the churches today, and I'll tell you what, God is not honoring those. Another thing that they did was the wrong instruments that they did. If you look at what they did, they said that they used their own instruments. What makes a difference there? You know what makes a difference? They were just getting fire. They were just, what makes a difference? You know what? If you look over in Exodus 40 through the 40th chapter, I'm not going to read any of it down through because it tells you just how God had it lined out. All of the vessels of the tabernacle were anointed with oil. These two were not. They were not anointed with oil. And if you want to talk about being anointed with oil, what's that represent? That represents the Holy Spirit in our lives is what it represents right there. I'm telling you, folks, they had no anointing on their lives. Either way, they had no anointing on their lives. They should have not been doing what they were doing. And also, if you look on down through there, I believe alcohol had something to do with it also. You read on down through there. But you know what? Because they were not thinking straight, they should not have done what they done, but they went ahead and did it because they thought that they knew better than God. Do you think it happens today? Most assuredly, I think it happens today. Have you ever heard someone stand up and talking about God and the Spirit was not on, and anointing was not on them? And you know what? They might as well just stand up there and give a talk. Amen? I tell you what, the Spirit of God has got to be, the anointing has to be on the Spirit. If it's not, you're sending up strange fire before God. That's what's happening. Have you ever heard a preacher preach and felt in your spirit there's something amiss here? I'm going to get back to that again, right? There's something amiss here. Amen? Maybe somebody witnessing without the Spirit of God. Listen to me, we talked about this earlier, about going and witnessing to people. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that whenever we witness to people, the Spirit of God will make a way. If He's telling you to talk to them, the Spirit of God will make a way that you can talk to those people. Because I believe that the Spirit will go before us, and the Spirit will work in those people's lives, and He will open it up to where the Word of God will go up, and you'll be able to flow out of your mouth, and you'll be able to witness and testify to people. Amen? And I'll tell you what, if you go on your own, and you do it just because you feel that you're the one that needs to be doing it. You are doing it and you're offering up strange fire unto God. And I'll tell you what, it could turn into a big mess if you're not careful. Let God lead and guide and direct whenever we're witnessing. Or maybe testimony given about, like I said earlier, maybe the testimony is given more about an individual than what it is about God. And you know what, we're offering up strange fire if the Spirit of God's not on that. Listen to Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also do what? Let us also walk in the Spirit. That's what we need to do. And if we are not walking in the Spirit, we are offering up strange fires to God if we do not walk in the Spirit. John 16:13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, listen to what it tells us, He will guide you into what? All truths. All truth. That's A-L-L. That isn't some, that's a partial. He will guide you in all truth. And it goes on to say, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself. Amen? Why? Because when the Spirit is upon you, you're not going to be speaking about yourself. You're going to be talking about the one, Jesus Christ, and God who saved you. Amen? But whatsoever ye shall hear, that ye shall speak, and He will show you the things to come. Praise God this morning. You know what? Let's not offer up strange fires to God. Let's let the anointing of the Spirit be upon us. Let's let the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God be upon our lives every day. And it was done by the wrong authority also. You see, they did not consult with Moses. They did not consult with their own father, Aaron, about what they were getting ready to do. Moses had been told by God how he wanted it done. But you know what? They weren't about to listen to that. They weren't going to listen to that. But it didn't matter to those young men. They didn't care. They didn't care whatsoever. They acted on their own. They did it their own. They did it their own way. And you know what? How many times does it happen in churches today? Oh, yeah. The Bible specifically states how things are supposed to be lined out in the Bible. That's why many times end up being a mess, is because people act on their own. That's why, listen to me, if they would have come before the church, if they would have come before the church leadership and the pastors, and before they took it upon themselves to do something in the church, praise God, it would not have ended up in the mess that sometimes these things end up in. It may have helped the trouble, may have helped cause some trouble in the churches. Amen? Listen to me. I'll read you some scripture that backs it up here in just a second. I want to get to it here. In Hebrews 13:7, obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. There is something about why church leadership should be set up, and if it is done in the way that God wants it set up, and if those people are minding the Lord, I'm telling you right now that whenever we stand before God one day, we give an account for that. I give an account. The leadership in this church will give an account. That's why things must come before the church, before we just take it upon ourselves to do something. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love and their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Listen to me. Anything done any other way, we are offering up strange fire unto God. And I'll tell you what, I worry about that sometimes if we get down that path and do that. It did not end up too well for these two gentlemen, did it not? If we are doing anything other than that way, we are offering up strange fire to God. I'm telling you right now, we are doing that. And they had the wrong motive about it also. You know what? They had their own glory in mind. They did not want to have the glory of God in their, on their heart whenever they went in to do this. 1 Corinthians 10:30, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Our motives, my motives, whether I stand up here and preach to you this morning, my motive, whether or not you stand up and testify, your motive, whether or not whatever you do, do all, remember this, keep this in mind, do all to the glory of God. Do all of it to His glory. If we do it that way, it will not be offered up as strange fire to God. Because if you're doing it to the glory of God, you know, God will honor that. Pretty basic, is it not? It's pretty basic, you know. You know, not every goal that me and you set up sometimes on our own is a goal that God's going to put His stamp of approval on. We have to remember that. If you are going to set goals, let's make sure that they are what God wants us to set. Amen? Let's make sure. 2 Corinthians 5:9, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. I'll tell you something else that a lot of people are doing. They're offering up strange fires for their prayer lives also. You know what? If you've got something going on between you and your wife and your spouse, there's something you're offering up strange fire when you go to prayer. Did you know that? 1 Peter 3:7, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that, get this, that your prayers be not hindered. If there's something going on between you and your spouse, and you know what, and you're thinking that you're not trying to make this right, and then you're thinking that your prayers are going to be hindered. You need to, just like the church should be one. You know what? It starts at home. It starts with a husband and a wife, and they need to be one. They need to agree together, and when they agree together, your prayers will not be hindered. And when we come to this church, whenever we come here, if you want to pray and offer up strange fire, it will not be honored if that's what's going on in your life. Also, it talks about praying with vain repetitions. Over in Matthew 6:5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, it says, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. I'm telling you here this morning, no, it's not a bad thing to stand up and offer a prayer to the Lord in church. That's not it. But if you stand up and offer a prayer to God and you're doing it just to be seen or just to be heard, I'm telling you right now, that's offering up a strange fire unto God, and that will not be honored either. And unforgiveness, we know this. We've heard this in Mark 11:25. When ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father which also is in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. And but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. I'm telling you here this morning, if you have aught against anybody, if you have aught against him, and you think that your prayers are making it any farther than his ceiling, they are not, because you cannot have aught against anyone in your heart. Your prayers are being offered up like strange fire. What's tough in it? But that goes for the preacher as well as the congregation. Amen? Doubting God, we know that. Over in James 1:5-8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, and is driven with the wind and tossed. For let not man think that he shall receive anything of God, of the Lord. A double-minded man, it says, is unstable in all his ways. And if we are doing that, if you get down there and you're praying, you say, oh, Lord, you know, I pray, Father, that you would do this. And you get back up out and you're thinking in your mind that God cannot answer that prayer. You should not have even offered that prayer up. That's a strange fire unto God, because he wants us to believe in faith. Amen. Whenever we pray, and he wants us to believe that he knows what's best. And I'll tell you what, whenever you get on your knees to pray and you say, Lord, you know, your will be done at the end of it, and you believe that, and you believe that with all your heart, God will take care of it the way that he wants to take care of it, and it'll be done the right way. Listen to me. Strange fires offered up to God. There's a lot of it. A lot of it going on out there today. Let's avoid the false fires. Let's avoid them in our lives. Is there any sin in your life? Is there anything in your life? I'm going to ask you right here this morning. I want to ask you this morning before I go on. Is there anything in your life this morning that God has been dealing with you with this morning? You know in your mind, you know in your heart what's going on, but you know what? God is able and he is willing to take and take that from your life. He's willing to do that this morning, no matter what it may be. But you've got to be willing, and I say this over and over because I truly believe this. You have to give it all to him. You can't take part of it back with you. You can't do that. If you're keeping a hold of part of it going on in your life, you're offering up strange fire unto him. He wants it all. And that God that you give it all to, I'm here, he is that same God that can take that from your life. He can take it, and he can make you what he wants you to be. Not what your family wants you to be. Not what the preacher wants you to be. But what he wants you to be. You could be the greatest witness. You could be the greatest witness that ever come out. You could be the greatest preacher that has ever preached. And I don't know what it may be in your life, what he's wanting to do in your life. But we've got to get over this sending up these strange fires to God. You know what? I told you before. They let stuff get in there and take their mind. And whenever they did this, they let things affect their mind and affect their common sense and affect what God really wanted them to do. And I'm going to ask you here this morning. Is that what's going on in your life this morning? I don't know why I preached it like this, but I know that there's a reason for everything. And I'm telling you here this morning, if God is dealing with you, as they come and get a song this morning, I want to ask you something this morning. Have you been offering up strange fires to God? Have you done that? Because if you've done that, your prayers are not getting, he's not honoring those. But you know what? We can come up here this morning and we can make sure that we put that behind us this morning. And that God could use us for his glory and his honor. Okay, so get a song. Please come this morning if you have a need.